Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is Saturday, December 19th, and welcome to the pre-Christmas Day show of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, author Jeffrey Rochelle. And again, welcome to the pre-Christmas Day show of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, I will have co-hosting with me. We had a change of scenery tonight. I want to send out prayers and condolences to author LaVon. She was supposed to be on tonight, but she recently lost her mother this past week. So I'm asking everybody to send out their prayers and condolences to her. She's in my thoughts and prayers. So if you're listening, LaVon, love you, sis, and praying for you. And, you know, it's a hard thing to lose a loved one, especially around the holidays, and especially a mother at that. So let's please, please keep Arthur LaVon in our prayers. She just recently lost her mother, and she is unable to be on the show tonight. She was supposed to be the featured author. But in her place, I have co-hosting with me that I'm going to bring in a few minutes, my sister Jennifer Rochelle, who is also an author, who also wrote her small memoir that she will be giving away tonight in the Ebony K. Abney Christmas book giveaway, From the World to the Word. Yes, she will be giving away a copy of that book tonight, along with a few other authors, as myself as well, in the Ebony K. Abney Christmas book giveaway. I decided to name that Christmas book giveaway that I have now every year after Ebony K. Abney. Ebony was a good friend of mine, and I wanted to name that after her. So I'm sorry, Ebony M. Abbey, not Ebony K. Ebony M. Abbey, the Ebony M. Abbey Christmas book giveaway, Ebony. Please talk it to my head and not my heart. Thank you. The Ebony M. Abbey Christmas book giveaway. I recently, like I said, I wanted to name this after Ebony because she was a friend of mine, Sag sister. I share a November Sag birthday, I believe, November or December, one of them. But she's a Sagittarius, and I share a birthday with her. But she was one of the very first people to embrace me when I wrote a book. She helped me with my website that I was doing through Vistaprint for a minute. And thus the connection was divine. After that, we, you know, became acquainted, found that we had some things in common, especially birthdays, as well as some similarities. And I missed her, just like everybody else. She is truly missed. We lost her to COVID-19 about a month or so ago. So I decided to name my book giveaway after her, the Ebony M. Abbey book, annual Christmas book giveaway. And as long as I'm doing this show every year, every Christmas, I will ask any and all authors to donate books to lucky readers as a token of ours to readers, but also in the name of Ebony. Like I said, she's Miss Daly. She had a very, very deep passion for writing and books. And like I said, she's missed. And like I said, I decided to name my book giveaway after her. So without further ado, let's start the show. As long as the show runs, I'm going to keep it on. Like I said, new direction. I got my sister co-hosting. But if we don't run 60 minutes, we're not going to run 60 minutes. If we run 20, 30, it is what it is. We're just going to go with the flow tonight and have fun because I'm excited about the book that me and my sister are going to be presenting to a lucky reader or readers tonight. And I'm also excited that Christmas is next Friday, next Friday, we have made it to Christmas. And the week after that, it will be a brand new year. Next weekend, please jot this down in your note. Next weekend, there will not be a Saturday Spotlight. We will be returning the Saturday after New Year's Day. So we will not have a show next Saturday. Mama Audrey, if you're out there listening, there will be no show next Saturday due to the holiday break. We will return the following Saturday, the day after New Year's Day, and we will pick up from there. So, as every holiday goes, just want to know what you guys are doing. How did you prepare for this Christmas because of COVID? Are you in the Christmas spirit? Do you still feel the Christmas spirit? You know, are you guys out shopping? Are you doing online shopping? Me, myself, I did the basic usual. I usually give gift cards or I buy stuff for people, like my immediate family. I gave little trinkets and gifts. I decided to do a Bath and Body Works buy for my sister and my mom because I could not give my mother my old iPhone due to the fact that it was out of warranty and it could not be fixed. I had upgraded to an 11 from a 10, but I still had my 10. I tried to take it to get troubleshooting yesterday at the Apple store. And unfortunately, because it was out of warranty, they want to charge me $600 to fix it. Not going to happen. I don't have $600 laying around to fix and troubleshoot an iPhone. So I decided to just go back and give my mom the things that she loves, which is Bath and Body Works lotions and fragrances. So I decided to do that for her and my sister this Christmas. I'll be blessing them with that. My stepfather, I gave him some earphones and a coat, unfortunately, that I ordered from a website off of Facebook that I could not fit because it came from China. So thus forth, when we order a thing, let's make sure that we're able to fit them when they're coming from China because I could not fit the coat. And needless to say, my stepfather could fit it, so I passed it on to him as a Christmas gift. And it also looks like coats you wear out in the wintertime. So hopefully he'll take that and maybe get it cleaned at the cleaners and decide to wear it out. But it looks more like a house coat than a coat. Looks can be deceiving when you buy stuff online. And they were very deceiving this time when I paid for it. So, but needless to say, I did pay $60 for it. I guess the saying goes to you get what you pay for. But I will not be ordering any other coats from any other websites I don't know about unless I do in the near future. So kudos to the people that are getting gifts from me. I've gotten gifts. They're out the way. Thus, they're forth with that. What about Christmas dinner? What are you guys doing? This year, I'm deciding to do something different than macaroni and cheese. We did macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving, and some people want to do macaroni and cheese again, a good old baked macaroni and cheese. But I am sacrificing that macaroni and cheese for some lasagna. I'm deciding to make some lasagna this Christmas instead of macaroni and cheese. We're going to have turkey. I'm going to keep it light because, like I told y'all, health is wealth. When I first started this season, health is wealth. When I get off the show now, I'm going to get on my treadmill I got at my house for at least 45 minutes to an hour to work out. But health is wealth. You know, all the little different ailments and things that go on in your body as you get older, you got to take care of your body because your body is your temple. And I kind of felt, like I told you guys before, far by the wayside when the COVID started. And you get in kind of that mode when you don't have that attitude to want to work out and keep going like you normally do. So I need to share some weight. Doctor said I need to share some weight. I want to look good for my 40th birthday next year because when the COVID lifts, I either want to hit some states where it's still warm out or either I want to go on a cruise. But I will be 40 years old next year. I cannot believe it. I remember when I was in elementary school. I remember when I was turning 21. I remember when I was turning 35. And now I'm knocking on 40. Imagine that. Time has really, really flown. These days, months, and weeks, they fly. They fly, they fly, they fly. So we just got to cherish every moment. Love on your loved ones and the people that love you because we are losing people daily, daily, daily. Like I said, love, keep Arthur Levine in your prayers. She just recently lost her mom this past week. We are losing people daily, and this is, like, really serious, and this COVID is serious. And everybody's scared about this vaccine, too. So it's like, on a, you know, religious side of things, we got to stay prayed up because we just never know what's going on. We just got, there's so much going on, we got to stay prayed up. So like I said, everybody's kind of in a loop about this COVID vaccine. I'm a frontline worker, so I guess I'll be probably getting it pretty soon, really quickly. But I'm in the means of wanting to take it because I'm kind of seeing these articles. And then I spotted the video. I don't know if anybody spotted the video. Have y'all seen the video where they're giving the vaccine to, I believe, a doctor, a white guy? They're giving the vaccine to him, and they didn't tap the syringe to inject it. I watched it. One of my friends from high school posted on her Facebook page, and I watched the video. They did not inject, or if anything was in the syringe, into his arm. The guy tapped the syringe that was administrating it, and he pulled it back. So I kind of had my eyebrow raised on that. What's really going on? So now I'm kind of skeptical about taking this vaccine too, because we already got to worry about these side effects they say that's going on. But when I saw that video recently this past week, that raised my eyebrow too. They did not give that guy anything that was in that syringe. The guy tapped it that was administrating it, and then he pulled it back. And if you look at it, and I want to try to find it and post it to my page if you follow me on Facebook, but if you look at it, you can tell that he did not get injected with anything. They tapped the side of it and pulled it back. What kind of mess is that? So I'm one of the people that's really skeptical about it, because I work in the healthcare field, and, you know, healthcare work, frontline workers are the first to get it. My thing, too, also is they said this vaccine wasn't supposed to hit till sometime next year. Why did y'all push it out so fast? You know, granted, okay, may be the key to getting us back to somewhat of where we were before the whole COVID pandemic happened. But we got to also think about this too. Why are they pushing it out so fast now, opposed to it was supposed to come out next year? And then if they can find a cure for this COVID, where's the cure for cancer and AIDS? I'm just going to be frankly honest. If we got a cure for this COVID so fast, where's the cure for cancer and AIDS? So I'm really skeptical about taking this vaccine, because they pushed it out too quick. They talked about it too, you know, they said 1 minute that it was going to be available probably sometime next year. Now all of a sudden, now, oh, it's ready. And then when I talked to one of my best friends, because we've seen people with these different side effects and things happening so far from what they said to people that have taken it, everybody is different too. So body resistance are different. So like I said, we just got to stay prayed up, just hope for the best with this. And, you know, maybe this will be over pretty soon or whatever, but I'm just skeptical after seeing that video, and I'm also skeptical because they pushed it so fast. So that's with that. Also, what Christmas are y'all partaking in this week that's coming up with Christmas? I know every year it's always the Christmas story with Ralphie and shooting his eye out with the BB gun. That is a tradition I watch on TBS every year. So I'm looking to watch that again this year. I've been watching it since I was a kid, and I'm looking to watch it again. But what Christmas movies are y'all looking at? I know This Christmas with Chris Brown, Almost Christmas was a good one too. I look at some of the John Hughes movies, and I like the fact that VH1 did for Thanksgiving the old 80s and all the movies back from the 90s, and they went back, and I knew they did that to get their ratings up too, but they did an awesome job with that. They had Ferris Bueller on, Coming to America, 16 Candles. I sat that entire time I was off for Thanksgiving break just watching movies on VH1. I didn't get any writing done on the book, I should say. Any writing done, because I was too busy engulfed into the TV. Because it took me back. And it's a good thing for us to go back, especially with what we're going through right now, to get our mind off things. So if you don't got no Christmas movie to watch, get on your TV and just get it. Fire Stick and Netflix. Look at good Christmas movies. This Christmas is a good one. Almost Christmas is a good one. Carol, Scrooge. I can just keep going on and on. Or look at, you know, the John Hughes movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off and The Breakfast Club. And those are all old school movies that take me back to a town that I really wish we had right now. You know, you don't really miss things until things change, and change is a sign of growth, but it's always good to go back sometimes. And I miss the musicals and going to church, and when I went to St. Mark and Harvey and the Candlelight musicals on Saturday nights, which would have been this week because Christmas is next week. I miss doing those different things. It's like it's a good thing to go back when in the time of trial and, you know, tribulation. It's a good thing to go back and just view things that made us happy and just to keep a positive spirit. Because in spite of what's going on, we got to keep a positive mind frame. So I just say those are some of my few favorite movies that I dished out. Hopefully you guys can check them out. Hopefully you guys can, you know, look at some good things and things that are going on. And the new year is coming in. I know everybody wants to say, let's not speak about 2020 once the new year comes in. Hey, you know, let's just continue to stay prayed up. This was a rough year for a lot of us. All of us, a lot of us that have lost loved ones, but all of us, this was a rough year. So I'm looking for this year to come and go, and I'm looking for better and brighter things in 2021. You know, we've got a new year coming up soon, so let's wish for the best. Also, what are some of your New Year's resolutions? Are you giving away anything that besides COVID? I know everybody's going to say COVID, but are you looking to throw away anything besides COVID that you don't want to bring into 2021 with you? Is it your job? Is it a relationship? What are you guys looking to not take with you in 2021? You know, I made a vision board last year for 2022, and I wrote down 12 things on that vision board. It's staring me in my face right now. And out of those 12 things, can y'all really believe that I accomplished 2 things out of those 12 things on that vision board? One of them was a better paying job, and another one was finishing my 5th book. Those are the 2 things that I accomplished out of that 12-step frame that I had for a vision board in 2020, because COVID came and knocked off everything. Yes, y'all know it. COVID came and knocked off everything. So it's like, man, I didn't accomplish but 2 things. I'm grateful for that. But come on now, Jeff. It was 12 things on this vision board, and I didn't get to do but 2 of them. But so I didn't write one for 2021 because I don't know what to expect, in spite of the fact that I'm going to stay prayed up like I told y'all. But I didn't do one for 2021. I'm just going to go for it, and I'm just going to knock off goals as I have them and do them. But 2020, I'm looking at this vision board. I only accomplished 2 things. 2 things out of the many 12 things that I had on that vision board. So, you know, y'all keep me lifted. And like I said, we're going to keep pushing forward. But 2021, I'm not doing a vision board. I'm just going to accomplish goals as they come. So, as always, 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 this show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana, and they're open tonight till 10 p.m. Their hours of operation are Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can call your order in at 219-951-0695. Pick up or order online or get delivery through DoorDash. Visiting GarysBeggarsPizza.com. And that location, again, is at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. They're open to 10, and their number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stoney, located at 8126 South Stoney Island, Chicago, Illinois, home of the famous jerk fries and the salmon burger and the Mickey Classic. You can call in or get delivery, 773-902-2800. They're open till midnight tonight. That's Mickey's on Stoney, located on the southeast side of Chicago at 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue. You can call in or get your order delivered. Their number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar. And Raise the Bar is the co-owner or owner of Jennifer Coles. She is running for Markham mayor next term. So Markham resident, punch Jennifer Coles. I'm very familiar with her. I worked for her mother for years at the bank. Rest her soul, Cherry Coles. She was an awesome, awesome supervisor, and I worked for her for years at the bank. Well, her daughter, Jennifer Coles, is running for mayor of Markham. And if I was living there, I'd be endorsing her. I'm endorsing her anyway. I don't live in Markham, but I'm endorsing her. And if you live in Markham, please endorse her as well. Raise the Bar in Markham, Illinois. Their new hours to further notice are Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're closed Sundays and Tuesdays due to the COVID right now. They're only allowing one person for pickup, and they come into the store and they have curbside delivery. Their number is 708-566-4088. They have daily specials. Call ahead to see what it is that they have for that day. Their sweet and variety shop is open every day that they're open, and they offer catering and event menus. And they make custom cakes and cookies. And again, they're located at 3350 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their number is 708-566-4088. They're closed tomorrow and Tuesday, but they're open Wednesday through Friday, Sunday through Tuesday, and they're open Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And say Jeffrey Rochelle sent you if you go in there. You might see Jennifer. She knows who I am. Like I said, they're located at 3350 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. That's Raise the Bar. Phone number 708-564-88. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. Their hours of operation are Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed Monday and Tuesday. Their phone number is 708-825-9105. So get on over there on Wednesday and get you a tin or a thing of popcorn. They're the next best thing to Garrett's, and they have 50 different flavors of popcorn. So I know everybody's always doing those giveaways for Christmas of the tin of popcorn. Go on over there to Pop Culture in Phoenix and get you a tin of popcorn. They are located at 509 East 153rd Street. They're open Wednesday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Open tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And their phone number is 708-825-9105. All right. So we're going to bring on Jennifer Rochelle. We're going to talk to her for a minute. And one caller in the queue. Hopefully we get some more. But that caller is going to be the recipient of the Ebony M. Abbey Christmas book giveaway. There are a ton of books in this Christmas book giveaway, and they're going to be the lucky recipient of the Ebony M. Abbey Christmas book giveaway. So without further ado, let's introduce to the Saturday Spotlight again, season two, none other than author of the book From the World to the Word, Miss Jennifer Rochelle. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great tonight, and I'm glad you could come in and fill in for Arthur Levon. Thanks so much for that, doing that at the last minute. It's always somebody still ramming the bush, standing in the gap, and I'm glad you were able to do that tonight.
Yes, it is. You're welcome.
All right, so tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the world to the word.
All right, well, I am Arthur Jennifer Rochelle. From the World to the Word is basically a short story and a short memoir of my transformation of a life of sin into the kingdom of God. So it goes into like a little things that I had went through in my life, and I use that to basically inspire the story of From the World to the Word.
Made you decide to write this book? What was it, the inspiration that gave you the essence of writing this book?
It was events that basically took place in my life during a time period. So I just decided to basically create a story underlining that.
All right. So when is this book published? When did you complete this book?
It's actually coming up on a year on the 24th.
Oh, okay.
I'm
awesome.
Very
congratulations.
Excited.
Congratulations. Oh, congratulations. So have you had any feedback from the book? You know, you touched any lives? What type of positive mind frame have you gotten from this book that you've written?
Oh, yes, I have positive feedback. My church, St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church, they definitely, like, supported it. They got behind it. Also, my father's wife, Linda, she loved it. And some of the church congregants, they loved it also. And other people as well, they reach out to me mainly through Facebook, so I'm very blessed and very happy that I could touch lives with the book.
Okay, and you said this book is a memoir of the events that you went through?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Are you looking to follow up with the second book, or what's going on in your near future?
Yes, I'm looking to follow up sometime next year. It's not like a part two, but it's a continuation. So I would definitely say purchase the first book if you haven't, which is From the World to the Word. smile.amazon.com, support St. Mark NB Church.
Okay, and where else could they find the book at?
Currently, that's all right now on Amazon.
Okay, Amazon, okay. Okay, do you have any copies on you, or they just have to go to Amazon to purchase? Do you have any other links, or?
As of right now, Amazon.com, but I can definitely order some.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And if they're looking to get in contact with you, what is your handles on Facebook, on social media?
On social media, I'm Leandra87 for Instagram, and I'm Jennifer Rochelle on Facebook.
Okay. Do you have any special plans for Christmas? Anything? What? Anything exciting you're doing? Are you ready for the new year?
Just spending time with family and just doing a lot of self-reflecting and definitely strengthening my relationship with God. So that's all I've been basically doing, just working on being a better me daily.
Okay. Have you done any, like, outside Christmas shopping or anything like that nature? Have you, you know, participated in any giveaways, or, you know, are you doing anything and working in the field? What are some things that you might have done?
I've been doing a lot of charity work with St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church. I'm part of outreach.
Okay.
We've been doing, like, food drives.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, how long have you been doing that?
Basically, we started in the springtime, and we just finished up now. Today was actually, like, our final day, so
okay.
I was very blessed
okay.
and very excited to see the families.
Okay, and were there a lot of people that came out to get baskets today?
Yes, it was.
Okay, you know, I'm approximately how many baskets you guys gave out?
I don't have an exact count, but I know it was, like, over 100.
Okay. Okay, so you said this book that's following up with the word, is it going to be a continuation of that, or is it something different?
It's a continuation, but you could pretty much say it's going to be something different as well. So a
and
little
what do
bit
you mean by, can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by different?
Well, it's like basically going to be more of a self-help book as far as wise.
Okay.
The first book, From the World to the Word, was just strictly, you know, the experience of it. So it's going to be like what you experience after the transformation to help people better
okay.
get like a glimpse and idea.
Okay. And what advice would you give someone that wants to write a book like you did?
I would basically say definitely, you know, take your time. Don't rush through it and make sure that you have a story worth telling and just, like, know your audience, and don't be afraid to be yourself.
Okay. Any book fairs coming up for you? What are some ways that you promote your book?
Well, right now I'm just strictly doing it through social media, but I do plan to, in the near future, have, like, a book fair, a book signing.
Okay, do you know where yet or not yet?
I don't really have, like, a general location. I just know that I'll definitely have one. When it comes into play, basically, I'll have a better idea.
Have you
due
done
to
anything
COVID,
with your...
we can't really do
right.
much, so.
Right. Have you done any promoting with your church?
Yes, I have. I have.
Okay, how has that went?
It's went pretty good. You know, I have people asking me for, like, a second book, when is it coming out, and things of that nature, or, you know, if they want to purchase it, how to go about it, and I'll let them know.
Okay. But as far as you have, like, actual book fairs, I mean, like, a book event with signing, I should say, at the church?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you plan on doing that in the future?
I do.
Okay. Okay, have you gotten with, like, some maybe other people that you know that you can do, like, some book signings at or things of that, you know, because the book that you have, it looks really, really interesting. And there are, you know, a lot of different avenues that you can do, like at your church or, you know, do special speaking. So have you looked into some of that type of way of marketing your book?
I have. I've been doing a little bit of networking. I have to get a little bit better at it, but I've been doing a little networking, you could say.
Okay, because, yeah, networking is definitely the key. And this book that you have is very, very interesting. I had actually read the book, and it's very, very interesting. So, you know, far as, like, getting out doing, like, team speaking summer seminars and things of that nature, you want to get yourself out there that way as well, too. And then also, like I said, with the books, once the COVID does lift, because, you know, like you said, the COVID is going on right now. We can't really do anything. But once the COVID lifts, you want to do, you know, try to network and find out what book events are going on, because there's always either a young girl or a parent that's looking to get a hold of a book like yours and get it in their hands and read it. So you definitely want to follow up on that. So you definitely want to get your pen, paper out and do your homework on that, because this is a very good book. And, you know, if you market it the right way, you can sell a lot of copies of it.
I agree.
All right, so again, where are you at on social media, Jennifer?
Jennifer Rochelle on Facebook and Leandra87 on Instagram.
Okay, and no other pages that you have just there on Instagram and Facebook. And then you also said that your book is on Amazon as well too, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's called again, From the World to the Word, and it's not a very thick book. It's just a couple of pages, but it's a very good memoir on Miss Rochelle. And like I said, you definitely want to get in contact with people that have book fairs for young adults, young teens, because this is a very good book, and we're going to bless somebody with it tonight. But this book, From the World to the Word, is a definitely good looking aspect of one coming out of their troubles and trials and giving their life over to Christ. I had a chance to read the book, and it was very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, Jennifer, I do appreciate you coming on tonight. I'm going to keep you on because we got a caller in the queue, and I want to bless some people with some books. So, definitely. But, yeah, you definitely want to get out there and get this book marketed, because it's always a parent or a teen, especially teen girl, looking to get a self-help book, memoir book.
I definitely will.
All righty. So, we got in the queue, last number 1527, that we're going to bring in, and we're going to bless them with, since they're in the queue, these books. So 1527, 708, speaking with right now.
Speaking with your mother, Elfrida Jones. How are you today, Jeffrey?
Doing okay. And we got Jennifer in here, too.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I am fine.
How are you? Good. I am good.
Okay. Well, we know you're an avid reader. So I got in this book, pal. Where can I start? Undercover by Shantae Cook, which is like a good book. I'm in. Undercover, I'm in by Shantae Cook, which looks like a very good book. It's not that thick. It's a thin little book to read. We got by my girl, Honey Thomas, on the west side. I believe that's where she's at. I'm here, Honey Thomas. Checkmate. And we also got by author Reese J. Remy and Ryder, Story of Survival. You already have me and Jennifer's book, so we're going to give those away to somebody else. But since you called in and you're the only caller in the queue, mother of ours, we're going to bless you with these three books, Shantae Cook's book, author Reese J's book, and author Honey Thomas's book.
Thank you very much. I would love to read those.
Okay, now also we got More Than Friends by Tremaine Green. That book is coming. We're going to bless you with that book as well, too. So you got a total of four books to read. Yeah, total of four books to read. And these are very good books.
Four books, okay. That means I'm going to be reading and reading. Thank you.
Yes. So congratulations, and thank you for calling in tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, Jennifer, so I'm going to wrap up in a minute, but is there anything you want to say to the listening audience that's out there? I didn't have too much long of a show because it was for LaVon, but we gave the books, the giveaway books. We're going to bless somebody else with your book and my book, because Mother already has those two books.
Is.
So, and I was looking for more callers to call in. We didn't get that many callers, and I get more listeners to the show than callers, and I want to change that, because when I go into the queue, listening audience, and I just want to say this before I do end the show, when I go into the queue to look at the feedback from the show from the previous week, I get more listeners, which I don't mind, than callers, and especially with me giving away free books and I post it into groups. I should have had at least a good 5 or 6 callers in this queue tonight. So my expectation and things that I want to change for the upcoming shows is to get more people to call in instead of listening, because I did a free book giveaway tonight. And granted, my mother does love to read, and I'm going to bless her with these books. Thank you again, Shantae. Thank you again, Tremaine. Thank you again, Arthur Reese J. And thank you again, Honey Thomas. My mother does truly love to read, and I'm going to bless her with these books when I see her. But I expected a little bit more people to call in. And readers, that discourages us authors from wanting to give away our hard-earned books that we write, spend time to give you guys to love to read, away in a giveaway when you guys don't call in. So I hope I have your attention by saying, please, please, let's try to call in more. You guys are missing out on free books. As I stated, I posted into 3 or 4 groups to let readers know that I was giving away books. And readers are always wanting free books, but come on now. Y'all got to do y'all in as well, too. We have free books tonight, and we have one caller. That is truly, truly, truly shocking to me. So like I said, I get more listeners, but I want to change that. We're getting free books to give you guys to read, and nobody's taking advantage of that. Not taking away from my mom, like I said, because she loves to read, but come on, y'all. Y'all got to do y'all part as well, too. So with that being said, Jennifer, you have nothing else to say?
I would like to say happy holidays. Happy holidays to my St. Mark family, Pastor Ed, Lady Beverly. I would also like to say happy holidays to my father, Jeffrey Rochelle Sr. in Indiana, and his wife, Linda. Audrey Smiles, Crystal Smiles, happy holidays to you all. Big hello. And just thank you all that supported From the World to the Word. And just thank you all for your encouraging words, those that love my post on Facebook, the Kingdom Woman and Daughter of Destiny post. And I just pray that you all just continue to have a blessed year and keep God first in everything that you do.
Thank you, and thank you. And like I said, we're going to bless somebody with your copy of From the World to the Word, and we're going to bless somebody with the copy of my award-winning Sun Rain. I don't know if you want to do it yourself or if you want me to do it. We'll talk about that. But we're going to bless somebody with a copy of this book, and we're going to bless somebody with a copy of my book as well, too. Okay?
Sounds good. That sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me tonight.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your night, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right.
All right. Bye.
So again, tonight we will be ending very, very early. But when we come back on January 2nd, it will be a regular show running 60 minutes. Next week, we will not have a Saturday spotlight due to the holiday. I want you guys to enjoy your holiday. I'm going to enjoy my holiday with family, and we will be back. We will be back on January the 2nd. We will be in a brand new year, brand new date and time. I'm excited about it. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to 2021. I'm looking at bigger and brighter and better things, and also speaking and claiming positivity in 2021. We've experienced so much this year, so much, and I'm ready for the new year. I really am. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what we think may happen, we have got to always keep a positive mind frame, because we just never know in a day and time. And love on your loved ones. Love on those that love you. Keep a positive spirit, a praying spirit. I know some of you that may, you know, everybody's not, you know, spiritual and everybody's not Christianity-like, but we want to keep a positive mind frame. We've experienced so much. We've experienced so much loss, so much death, so much suffering. So let's just love on each other this Christmas. Let's enjoy this Christmas. Let's have a happy new year. I will be returning, as I stated again, on January the 2nd. It will be a brand new year. There will be no show next week, but I will be returning on January the 2nd, and I am looking forward to returning on that show after having a break off and experiencing a good Christmas. Like I said, we don't want to eat too much. Don't drink too much. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. So if you want to have a New Year's resolution, I know this is always everybody's New Year's resolution, I should say. It should be to have a healthy mind frame and a healthy physical frame as well. I know I've gained weight, and I want to drop some weight, especially for my 40th that's coming up. So health is wealth. I'm going to get off the show and get on my treadmill for about 45 minutes. I know I haven't done it in a routine, but once I start off with 45 minutes, I go to an hour, it becomes routine. So I'm getting my mind to focus back on health as well. And that's what I'll preach to you guys the entire season that we are in now. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. But like I said, I will be returning on January the 2nd with author Rich Turner. Author Rich Turner will be here on January 2nd. We look forward to talking to him next week. There will not be a Saturday Spotlight. Have a happy, merry, merry, happy Christmas and a happy new year the day before the Saturday Spotlight returns. I hope you guys get everything you wanted this Christmas. For those that have lost loved ones this holiday season, know that they are still with you in physical form because spirit was never born and it cannot die. So know that your loved ones are still here with you. They're smiling with you. They're sitting with you. They're near you. Even though you can't see their presence, sometimes it'd be the little things that you can feel their presence. And I'm asking you to tap into that and think positive thoughts. You know, we've been through so much this year. Let's speak positivity in 2021. We don't know what we're going into, but we're going to speak greatness and great destiny into 2021. So that being said, this is your favorite author signing off for the night. Good night, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.